This is the Cardboard Cave Podcast.
Hello and welcome once again to the Cardboard Cave Podcast. I am your host, John, and just welcome to our little space to talk about Magic the Gathering. Today I'm going to be alone. It's going to be only myself, and I just want to talk about with you guys the Doctor Who set miss. Why do I think, and I would have loved that all of the guys would be with me, why is this set a miss? Why do I say that instead of command only commanders, why would it have been better if this set was an actual Magic the Gathering set, like it was for Lord of the Rings? I'm not gonna say that this set would have brought new players to the game. For the Lord of the Rings set, I know that a lot of collectors started collecting the Magic the Gathering cards because the fan base for Lord of the Rings is very big. I would say that the Doctor Who fandom as well is very big. The Whovians are everywhere, including myself. But this is a missed product. Why? Because even though we've got a couple of commander decks, four to be exact, with a bunch of new cards and nice reprints, as well with reprinted nice lands, it's still a miss. Because this product, and this is something that not only myself would think about it, I think a lot of fans like yourselves that are listening to me right now and to us in the Cardboard Cave would say the same thing. When you sit down, besides the commander that brings Davros, the villain commander, besides that commander, the other three commander decks have no synergy whatsoever to what the deck does. And the thing is that when you sit down, it is the ugly truth. And the fact that we have to pay almost $300 to just get alternate versions of the cards that are in the commander decks, let it be the showcase, the extended art, serialized cards, foil, non-foil, surge foil, whatever, the works. It's a missed product. It would have been better that Wizard of the Coast would have just made this set like, hey, how about we do these four commander decks and we do a set booster box and add a couple of new reprints to the mix, like that you can spice up those commanders and add more Doctor Who artwork, and probably reprint a set of lands that have not yet been reprinted once again. It would have been nicer, you know, and it would have given a little bit much more air to players that want to build better commanders or upgrade their commanders, because maybe the lands that you reprint are lands that are very expensive, you know what I mean? And that's the thing. So the issue is that there was so many things that Wizard of the Coast could have done with this set, and they didn't. Let's put in perspective the commander decks, the commander deck with the original doctors. So if I go ahead right now and I sit down with all of you and we go and just read each doctor and each companion, you will notice that none of them synergize. Let's go ahead and talk about the face commanders. Let's talk about the old school, the OG commander decks with all of the original doctors. The face commander is the fourth doctor, and he says the following. The fourth doctor is, you may look at the top card of your library at any time. It has another effect that says, would you like a, once each turn you play a historic card, historic land, my bad, or cast a historic spell from the top of your library. When you do, create a foot token. Then Sarah Jane Smith synergizes with the doctor, because it says whenever you cast a historic spell, investigate. This ability triggers only once each turn. Okay, let's go ahead and search for the other doctors, because I'm gonna focus more on the doctors, because if I start nitpicking on the cards as well, we're gonna be here, technically speaking, all day. So let's look at the other doctors. Let's go and look at the first doctor. First doctor says that when the first doctor enters the battlefield, search your library and or graveyard for a card named TARDIS, reveal it and put it into your hand. If you search your library this way, shuffle. So this card does synergize with the deck, with the commander, but what else? And then this is where it doesn't synergize. Whenever you cast a spell with Cascade, put a 1/+1 counter on target artifact or creature. There's not that much cards in this commander that have Cascade. This is where I'm getting. Let's go ahead and talk about the fifth doctor that is actually in this commander as well. Peaceful coexistence. At the beginning of your end step, put a 1/+1 counter on each creature you control that didn't attack or enter the battlefield this turn, and untap those creatures. Your face commander states that wants to play historic spells or historic lands. So we're talking about artifacts, legendaries, and sagas are historic. But this is the issue. Some of these cards have other synergies that they don't actually synergize with the face commanders. And not all the cards inside the commander synergize as well. Let's talk about one of the other commanders out there, and let's see. Okay, here you go. The second doctor. Players have no maximum hand size, so that's everybody. And then it says, how civil are you? At the beginning of your end step, each player may draw a card. Each opponent who does can't attack you or your permanents you control during their next turn. This is a great stack piece. But does it synergize with the deck? No, it doesn't. I would say that the fourth doctor can combine a little bit with the seventh doctor, because the seventh doctor says the following thing. Whenever the seventh doctor attacks, choose a card in your hand. Defending player guesses whether that card's mana value is greater than the number of artifacts you control. If they guess wrong, you may cast it without paying its mana cost. If they guess wrong, investigate. That's great. Why? Historic spells, artifacts, it synergizes, but not all the cards synergize. That's what I mean. Let's talk about the timey-wimey suspend deck. We have the 10th Doctor, you know, that he times travels and exiles cards on the top of the library. Let's go ahead. He is the 10th, so we have the 9th Doctor appears in that one as well. And I think that the 11th as well, if I'm not mistaken. So let's go ahead and look for those cards here. One second. This is all an improvised podcast. I really do like improvising better than planning things, guys. Sorry. So let's talk about the 11th Doctor, that he is part of the Timey-Wimey set. So he is, I am talking. Whether the 11th Doctor deals combat damage to a player, you may exile a card from your hand with a number of time counters on it equal to its mana value. If it doesn't have suspend, it gains suspend. Okay, yeah, my bad. This one does synergize with the face commander. But well, there was another one that doesn't. Then I think it was was it the 9th Doctor that doesn't? I don't remember. Okay, here's the 9th. Oh, here it is. So the 9th Doctor is the one that does not synergize with it. So the 9th Doctor says that whenever the 9th Doctor becomes untapped during your untap step, you get an additional upkeep step after this step. So this card actually affects you in the long run. Why? Because at the beginning of your upkeep, that's when you start removing vanishing counters or time count or time counters. So yeah, see, like for instance, Fornox has four vanishing counters, and it says that at the beginning of your upkeep, remove a time counter on it. So if you have the ninth doctor, you are removing it. So it is a good card for cards that are suspended, but not with vanishing counters. So one does not talk to the other in a sense. Out of the box, they don't. And you can see this when you see Command Zone Doctor Who episode. You can actually see it because the guys did not alter their decks. They played the precons, and you can notice that the precons are actually built for fun, but they do not have any type of like synergistic style for the face commanders that you have for each one. But when you see the Professor's episode of the Doctor Who decks, they all went ahead, they got their favorite doctors and companions, and they build the commanders, their commanders, due to the synergy of the deck of the face of the commanders that they chose. And it was interesting because you can see all of these builds and everything, and you can see that the master is great. And I would say kudos to Gavin, because Gavin showed us a broken companion and commander that I never thought about it, but wow, bonkers. Let me look for, so if you guys like Boros, if it's a color that you like, you guys can go ahead and combine the following two cards. You're going to combine the War Doctor and his name is Ryan Sinclair. Why would you combine these two cards? I'll tell you why. The War Doctor says the following effect. And this is a card, you know, I'm mentioning this because that was the most interesting commander out of the bunch in that episode. And it's not because it's Gavin. It's because it felt so powerful in so many ways. Because the War Doctor says the following. He's two and Boros, legendary creature Time Lord Doctor, that says whenever one or more other permanents face out, and whenever one or more other cards are put into exile from anywhere, put a time counter on the War Doctor. Whenever the War Doctor attacks, it deals damage equal to the number of time counters on it to any target. If a creature is dealt damage this way, would die this turn, exile it instead. And he's a 3/5, but this is where it gets crazy. You play Ryan Sinclair first, right guys? That's the card that you're going to play first. Ryan Sinclair is two and red, legendary creature human, that states the following, and he's a 2/2. Whenever Ryan attacks, exile cards from the top of your library until you exile a non-land card. You may cast the exiled card without paying its mana cost if it is a spell with mana value less than or equal to Ryan's power. And then put the exiled cards not cast this way on the bottom of your library in a random order. So every card that he exiles is one card. So that means there's one additional counter for the War Doctor. So just think about it. So the other combination of the doctors that I did see in that episode that was interesting is the seventh doctor. There's the one that has like the guessing game. And as well, the original companion of that doctor, that is Ace the Fearless Rebel. She has a very interesting effect. That is, whenever Ace the Fearless Rebel attacks, you may sacrifice an artifact. When you do, put a 1/+1 counter on Ace, and then she can fight a target creature. If they guess wrong, you get an artifact. That's the Investigate artifact. So it synergizes. So the cards do synergize in a way, but it's a missed product. it's a missed product in the sense that I think that this would have been better if they would have focused the four commanders in a more synergistic way, like with the doctors and the villains and whatnot, and then go ahead and do a set where you can find the rest of the doctors and cards that you can go ahead and synergize with the doc with all of these cards, and you can make better commanders, or you know, reprint cards that might need reprinting. Because I would say that Wizard of the Coast needs to start thinking as Konami with Yu-Gi-Oh! And I'm sorry that I'm going to say it, but they should start reprinting more. We're talking about that even though if we get a doubling season reprint, it's still going to be quite expensive to get. Even though you want to buy it, you get it in the in TCG Player or any other of your favorite stores, you know, it's still expensive. Reprinting is good. But going back to the topic, the Doctor Who set or the Doctor Who Commander set is a miss, and I'm gonna totally agree with it, and I'm gonna mention it maybe in a future podcast with the guys, because this set could have been more. I thought that when they announced Doctor Who, the Doctor Who set, I was like, oh, so is this set going to be like Lord of the Rings? That Lord of the Rings has a lot of product. And I think now in Christmas, there's going to be more product. And they did reprints because you can buy like a little tin that has, I think, a booster pack of Lord of the Rings. And it includes a Lathril promo that's foil etched, and as well a Llanowar Elves with the old school border for Magic 30, the celebration of Magic 30. I would say that it would have been nicer that the Doctor Who set was an actual set, and it would have been better. That's my opinion. You know, it could have been better. It could have been much more interesting, and it would have given us an opportunity to just enjoy the set as fans. Like everybody that loves Dungeons and Dragons, I imagine that they enjoyed the two Dungeons and Dragons set. The people that enjoyed the Lord of the Rings sets, Warhammer. I think that if Warhammer would have had like a mini set, you know, like the Aftermath Epilogue booster box, that little box that brought a couple of boosters with new cards on it. Why couldn't we have like a little mini set where people could buy more Warhammer cards instead of the decks? It could have been better. You know, one of the things that I was aiming for is that on one of the announcements of the Doctor Who set, they did stipulate that we were going to have alternate artwork of the commander decks from the collector booster box. And I was not thinking about like the showcases or the extended art. I was like thinking about over the top, like let's say you'll get the 12th Doctor, like the face commander, and you have the showcase animated version, and then you have one that has David Tennant on it. It would have been nicer. It would have been better. But it's a miss for me. The Doctor Who set, even though I love Doctor Who, I'm super excited about these commanders, I'm crazy about getting them and playing with the decks, but this set is a total miss. At least that's my opinion. If you guys have more examples of why the Doctor Who set maybe is not a miss or it is a miss, give me your opinion on the comments below on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. As well, go to our YouTube channel that this is going to be available as well, and comment below. Tell me your opinion of the Doctor Who set. What do you think about it? Do you like it? Do you not like it? I don't know. Tell me, you know, just it's a conversation between you and me. You know what I mean? So don't forget to subscribe, like, share our content, and as well follow us in all of our social media. You can find me as well in realinfilms.com and as well in all my social media, I'm a movie critic besides of a Magic the Gathering connoisseur. So don't forget to follow all the other guys. The other guys, all of their information will be down below as well in our description. So thank you for all joining me today in the podcast. I will see you guys in the next one.
Remember to follow, like, subscribe to be notified, and as well listen to us on all major audio platforms. Thanks for joining.